Somebody tweeted today that black outrage is the new marketing strategy. And if that doesn't perfectly describe Black History Month 2019, I just don't know what does. We need a do-over. Let's talk about it. Hey, thanks for coming back to Nyla's Black History Facts newsletter. I thought I'd come to you in a little different format today because sometimes it's just easier to talk than it is to type out everything. And I know some of y'all are not reading my entire email, but this isn't a call out. It is just a conversation about what's been going on this month. And I want us to be I want us to have an honest conversation about what it means to celebrate Black History Month and what it means when we're celebrating it amongst all the BS that happens in this country and all the BS that social media throws in our face. So when I say that Black History Month needs a do-over, I mean it. I'm sure I've talked about this before in one of my newsletters, and I'll probably slip it into this week's, but I think it's important to remember that Black History Month started in 1926 as Negro History Week, and the historian Carter G. Woodson advocated for it. And at that time, he said, if a race has no history, it has no worthwhile tradition, it becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated. So that's a reminder for me that Black History Month wasn't created to teach white people about Black history. It was created so Black people could learn about their history, so that they could value their traditions, understand how he got to where he was today. And when I stop and think about that, and I think about the kind of attacks that occur on because of Black History Month, it's even more painful and more angering, because it's truly just a moment for people, Black people in this country, to learn about themselves. And yet at the same time, I've got to deal with all this other stuff. It's too much. And yet we persist. And I think the best approach is to deconstruct all of it. Do you know who Dapper Dan is? If you don't, it's okay, because I'm about to school you on who that is. But first, let's talk about how we get to Dapper Dan. Let's start with Gucci and Prada. I don't want to talk too much about it because you can Google and see any number of thought pieces on why Gucci and Prada are in the wrong for their black face reminiscent products. All I want to say is, this is an example of how difficult it is for black people and other people of color, but for black people to want to be creative, to want to express their creativity in fashion, music, whatever, when they're also faced with these kind of obstacles. And it's not even really an obstacle, because to me, it's just, you know, forget Gucci, forget Prada. But if I'm somebody who loves fashion, who studies fashion, who loves Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Fendi, then this kind of stuff is just, it's almost traumatic, because if I'm trying to exist in a world, trying to express my creativity the same way a white person can and have no fear that they have to then defend their identity, it's just beyond frustrating. And one other thing, to say that Gucci and Prada just don't understand American racism is just lazy thinking, and it's mediocrity on their part. The fact of the matter is, anti-blackness and blackface itself exists beyond our borders here in America. It has history everywhere, because people hate black people everywhere, and black people are dehumanized here in America and abroad. So they are fully aware of these kind of things. They just don't care, and they don't care to put in the time to make sure that the products they put out aren't off-putting to a segment of their own customer base. But let's get back to Dapper Dan. So the reason I bring him up is because Dapper Dan has a connection with Gucci. So Dapper Dan is an American fashion designer from Harlem. His influential store, Dapper Dan's Boutique, operated from 82 to 92, and he was introducing high fashion to people in the hip-hop world, from LL Cool J to Salt-N-Pepa. Even Jay-Z's been dressed by Dapper Dan, and I'm sure more people are going to be dressed by him in the future, because Dapper Dan is iconic in the hip-hop world. And a few years ago, Gucci released a line that featured a design that looked a lot like one of Dapper Dan's designs. And so Twitter got a hold of this and held Gucci responsible. And Gucci reached out to Dapper Dan and said, "Hey, we'll help you reopen your store and develop a new line of streetwear." So Gucci and Dapper Dan have been working together since, I think, 2017, 2018. Now, when he opened his store in the 80s, this is like the height of the crack epidemic in New York. Dapper Dan is creating knock-ups, is what he used. So it was bootleg fabrics, knockoff fabrics that he designed himself. He learned how to do textile printing, and then he would design and create things himself. Because when he was trying to be a clothing wholesaler with all these high fashion designs, he faced prejudice. People didn't want to sell him textiles and furs because of his race or because of where he was in New York and Harlem. So he had to just teach himself how to do all this stuff. So imagine the full circle to then see his similar design in Gucci. Gucci, who wouldn't sell to him before. So he's found resurgence. He was reached out to by the CEO of Gucci. And then this happens, this being the quote unquote blackface sweater and products from Gucci and Prada. The pain in having to then defend his dream, because I'm sure Dapper Dan enjoyed creating things, and when he couldn't do it anymore, I'm sure that hurt him as well. And when he at 74 years old was given an opportunity to do this again by Gucci, that had to be a dream come true. So then imagine your boss or your business partner turns around and basically mocks your identity and blackness. Where do you stand? So Dapper Dan did release a statement and said that he was going to continue his partnership so that he could bring on other black people into big fashion and teach them how to operate like these huge fashion brands so that they can then go out and have their own brands. And I understand where he's coming from with that. And it's not my place to tell Dapper Dan what he can or can't do, especially since he actually lived through the civil rights era. But I also understand why people are frustrated. These companies laugh in our faces and then go about their business as they continue to make billions of dollars a year, but they owe so much to blackness and to us and to Dapper Dan. If you want to find out more about Dapper Dan, you can click the link in my email. I've got some cool pictures there, and you can find out more about this amazing guy and everything he did for fashion in the 90s and 80s. Let's go on to the next subject.